Hey, we talked about this yesterday. The Washington Redskins have trademark revoked. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office called their name disparaging. They get to keep the name, but it basically changes their status with making money. They're going to fight this. We're joined by attorney Ken McLaughlin this morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Mr. McLaughlin, my view is that using a disparaging name like Redskins or Mississippi N-words or any of that is reprehensible and should be handled by the marketplace or by the, you know, NFL. But when the government gets involved and starts using this kind of power, it kind of concerns me.
Well, the problem is that with registered trademarks, it's not quite so simple. It's really not a political issue. If you look at the Lanham Act, an entity or an individual cannot have a trademark for a disparaging word. So while you in a marketplace could use that, and in fact you could make money on that if someone's willing to pay it, you can't get a registered trademark for it. So I understand the decision. What they're saying is, look, you can keep your common law trademark rights. You can go ahead and make money on it if people will pay you for that, but you can't have the R circle symbol. Basically, you lose certain remedies that you would have under the Lanham Act in the event that someone infringes on that trademark. But they still can use that trademark.
Of course they can. They can use the trademark, but is not removing the trademark protection from the team basically exerting the political will of the federal government on this team for having the name Redskins?
Not necessarily. It is politically motivated in the sense that, obviously, you know, Native American groups have stated that they find it offensive. So from that standpoint, it's political.
Right.
But from a legal standpoint, when you read the Lanham Act, it specifically is one of the items that you can't have trademarked. I mean, there are a series of them that when people come and meet with me, they think that there are certain words that are trademarkable and they're not. And you know, there's an argument to say that, well, the Washington Redskins has had this name for so long. It is synonymous with the team, and so therefore there is something that can be protected. So I understand that argument, and I don't necessarily disagree with that argument, but it is true legally and very technically speaking that if it's a disparaging word and it is found to be a disparaging word, and there are other, you know, racial slurs that I think publicly we would think are more disparaging or at least understood to be that, and if we were to see words like that, I don't think anybody would support it. So I think it's along those lines. I understand your point as well. You know, politically, should the government get involved? I think that with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, as limited as its role is, in that there aren't really great remedies. It's not like you can go to the United States Patent and Trademark Office and get damages, for example, for the use of the Washington Redskins name. All they're saying is we're not going to allow there to be a registration. Washington Redskins will continue to use the name. They can continue to use the name. They can continue to use it in their stadium and on their mugs and on their T-shirts and make money off of it. They're just saying we're not going to give you, you know, quote-unquote registration of it. So,
but they're going to fight this, right? So this, how does this continue? How does it continue in the courts? How do you see it playing out then?
It's going to go up on appeal, go to the federal circuit. It probably will be overturned only because it's been around for so long. I mean, there's defenses of laches, which is effectively when you sit on your rights for too long, and there's issues of it really effectively becoming synonymous, where Redskins in one camp would be considered disparaging, but in another camp, it is what the name of the team is. And I think when people think Washington Redskins, I don't think they normally think of disparaging comments about Native Americans, but they think of that team and the culture of that team. And so I can understand, you know, Dan Snyder and his group's comments on that, saying, look, this is not meant in any way to be disparaging, and I think there's an argument to be made for that, but it'll go to the federal circuit and they will consider it, and, you know, I know historically it's been overturned in the past, and there's a good chance it probably will be again.
So earlier, though, you said that basically the law was clear, and then you said now we know that it was overturned the last time, so you're anticipating...
No. The law is clear in the sense that there is a grounds to have it revoked where something is a racial slur. You know, when you read the Lanham Act, there's a series of different items that cannot be registered, and that's one of them. And so if the finding of the United States Patent and Trademark Office is that is effectively a racial slur or derogatory comment, then they have the power, they have the absolute power to revoke that trademark. And so that's effectively where it is right now. Now the question is going to be, is in fact it considered a derogatory comment or derogatory term? as it's used by the Washington Redskins, and there's going to be all the...
Can I hire you? I know lawyers don't like to joke around, but can I hire you to sue Michigan State? Because the Spartan is wearing green in Michigan State, and we all know the Spartans wear red. It just bothers me.
If that was an exception, if that was an exception under law, you could.
It should be. Thank you.
You do facetiously, but bring up a good point, which is, what if the term Spartan were considered to be derogatory of people of Roman descent? And I mean, the point,
Greek, the point that
most people will make is that, at what point is a word taken out of context and considered derogatory as opposed to, I agree with your comment in that the Washington Redskins have had this name for so long, and it is not considered derogatory, I think, to most people. But on the other hand, if you're looking at it kind of objectively, as the USPTO is looking at it, has Redskins been used in a derogatory term to refer to Native Americans?
Of course.
It has been, and so that's how they have to look at it.
Ken McLaughlin of McLaughlin & Associates, thanks so much for joining the show.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Ken.